Welcome to Barclays Money Plan podcast, where our experts share their knowledge and insights to help you manage your money and become a better and more confident investor.
In this episode of Money Plan, Claire Francis, Savings and Investments Director, and Will Hobbs, Head of UK Multi-Asset Wealth, dissect the intricate relationship between inflation and investing, providing listeners with a comprehensive understanding of how inflation impacts various asset classes. Tune in and empower yourself with the tools to navigate the complex terrain where inflation and investments intersect.
Hello and welcome to Money Plan, our regular personal finance podcast. Today, I'm joined by Will Hobbs to talk about inflation, which is something I think we've all become acutely aware of over the last couple of years. And it's something that affects everyone. But there are things that you can do to help offset some of the impact of inflation. But before we begin our conversation, I just need to remind you that when it comes to investing, stock markets can fall as well as rise. So there is a chance that you could lose money. Also, tax rules can change and their impact will depend on your circumstances. And finally, the content of today's podcast is educational. We don't offer personal advice. So if you're unsure about next steps, please do speak to an independent financial advisor. Now, Will, thank you for joining us again.
My pleasure, Claire.
Can we start with the basics? What is inflation?
Oh, it's actually a harder question than it sounds. But put simply, inflation is the rate at which prices for goods and services rise over time. So in other words, it's how much extra you might have to pay to fill up your car, heat your home, or buy your groceries in the supermarket. Like you said, it's been rising rapidly, as a result of lots of things, actually. And there are still people sort of struggling to diagnose it. But you can think about, the effect the war on Ukraine had on commodity prices, some of the distorting effects of the pandemics. There's all sorts of things. But the result has been, rising prices, which has been painful for lots of households.
I know most of the thing with the supermarket shop. I mean, it's gone up so much. But, it's not only everyday spending that's impacted, is it? Inflation and rising inflation can affect other areas of our personal finances as well, can't they?
Yeah, very much so. And I think this is, this centres around what central banks feel is that they have the tools to combat inflation, and these were lessons learnt painfully during the 1970s. And one of the learnings from that period is, or central bankers think it is anyway, is that you raise interest rates in order to try and cool the economy. And what that's supposed to do is make saving more attractive as interest rates go up at the expense of spending. And so that's supposed to cool the economy and sort of help inflationary pressures, back down to more manageable levels. But in the meantime, obviously, those interest rates, we all know it. We're all trying to go through mortgage, or a lot of us are trying to go through, changing over of mortgage interest rates. So mortgages are things that are affected. Loans and credit cards are affected, obviously. In terms of sort of what you get in terms of savings, yes, you get higher interest rates, but what people don't so much see, it's that invisible problem, isn't it? That inflation's eating away. It's like those moths in my cupboard eating at my jumper, almost invisibly chewing away my winter protection. And that's the same as what happens with savings. And the silent assassin, as it's called. So inflation reduces what your savings can buy over time.
But they're still lagging behind in inflation. And I think, people see cash and cash savings as a safe place for your money in comparison with stock markets, because we mentioned at the beginning, stock markets can fall as well as rise. So there's that risk. But they don't often factor in the risk of inflation on their cash savings, do they? So what are the ways that you can combat that?
Yeah, no, it's a really good point. And because it's very hard to see and feel, like you say, that it's that sort of that silent, invisible assassin. I think the thing to sort of be aware of, there are a number of things to be aware of. I mean, one, right down to the basics, the importance of budgeting, staying on top of what money you have and perhaps creating a detailed budget so that you're more aware. So make yourself more aware of, how prices are changing across the goods and services that you're buying. Saving, again, I know I'm sort of, this is teaching grannies to suck eggs a little bit, but, setting some money aside, no matter how little, it's a good way to start trying to save towards your financial goals. And what you do with those savings, I think, is very important, obviously. Like you say, you know, there's some sort of allure at the moment in, you know, the fact that you can get interest rates that we haven't seen in a while, optically, on savings and, you know, various bonds and, you know, those things. So people feel they don't have to take much risk to get a, you know, a higher interest rate than they've seen in a while. However, in my opinion, and this is a bit self-serving, but I've say it because I believe it, that the best way to beat inflation over time is to take some investment risk. And what you're essentially doing is putting your money to work in the global economy. And remember, the global economy is driven by, you know, our collective genius, and it may not always feel like collective genius, but our ability, humankind's ability to continue to make new stuff, get better at that, using that new stuff, that drives asset prices, like stock prices, higher over time. And that tends to be just taking bits of investment risk. That tends to be the best way to beat inflation reliably over long periods of time. In the shorter term, it can be, you know, a little bit more hit and miss, but that's why it's a patience game in a way, taking some investment risk and getting the whole population of the world economy working on behalf of your savings day and night. That's what we and others try and offer with those kind of multi-asset class, you know, globally diversified funds and portfolios.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that, Will. Hopefully now people will have a better and clearer understanding of what inflation is and how it can affect finances and also the steps that you can take to try and minimise the impact and hopefully sort of beat it over time. Will, thank you again for joining us today. Hopefully those listening enjoyed it too. And if you did, please do like and subscribe to our podcast. But that's it for today. And we look forward to welcoming you back again soon.
This podcast is not a personal investment recommendation. All tax rules can change in future, and their effects depend on your individual circumstances, which can also change. We don't offer personal tax advice. You should obtain this independently if you are unsure. Investments can fall as well as rise in value, and their past performance is not a reliable indicator of future performance.